basically all you could see was mold everywhere. And it was just up to the top. You could see the watermarks on the walls. Everything was stacked up together. You couldn't really see the floor or where you were walking, whether it was a living room or anything like that. So it was really interesting and eye-opening.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something that you're not going to encounter in your everyday life. And I think joy of helping people is really good for myself. So, I mean, I would imagine other people also would enjoy it just because of that. Yeah, it was really fun. I got to beat down a wall with a sledgehammer.
So. You don't get to do that ever.
No, you don't.
Tearing down and starting over again. After a natural disaster, that's the only choice some people have. For others, making the choice to give a helping hand can offer some perspective. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. Spring break, for most college students, is a chance to relax, recharge batteries, or maybe head off to a warmer climate. For other students, it's a time for service. In 2018, Heartland Community College students headed to a portion of Houston, Texas, devastated by a hurricane. We talked to a few of them about why they do it and what they saw.
My name is Stephanie Alvarez Rivera. I'm the Student Engagement Graduate Assistant. I oversee Heartland Activities Committee as the advisor, and I also coordinate the Alternative Spring Break.
And when did you start as Graduate Assistant?
I started this past August, so 2017, yes.
And will you be here through the end of this year, or will you be here beyond that?
No, I'll be here till May.
Tell us a little bit about the Alternative Spring Break program, what it is, who's involved, what you do.
Sure. Alternative Spring Break is a program that we do here on campus where we take a group of students, depending on how many sign up. Normally, it's about 18 or 20 students. We go around and help out different communities that may need help. Normally, we do hurricane relief. At least last year, we went to Houston. We did some work down there. This year, we'll be obviously going to Wilmington, North Carolina. But in the past, they've also gone to Colorado, South Carolina, some local places. So it's basically just trying to give back to the community and get our students to come outside of Illinois as well.
Well, tell me a little bit about the experience going to Houston last year.
Sure.
What was that like? Did you have any notions of what it would be like that surprised you once you were there?
Well, I've done alternative spring break kind of trips before as a student in my other college that I went to. So coming in as a coordinator was a little different, in particular because we do trip leaders. So we have two student trip leaders that run the whole thing, and I try to be as hands-off as possible throughout, so they try to make decisions about where we eat, where we stop, all that good stuff. So going there, it was interesting going with, like, 20 students that you have no idea you've only met once. So that was an interesting experience, but we kind of got along pretty great. Once we got there, we stayed at a church, and they had cots everywhere. And then in the center, I'm assuming where, like, the assemblies kind of meet is where the food was served or where we would meet as a giant group. But it was really interesting. That particular trip, the students decided to stay with the family that we were assigned from the first day. So it was this couple, old military couple, and their house hadn't been touched since the hurricane. So when we got there in March, that would have been 8 months. So when we got inside the house, basically all you could see was mold everywhere. And it was just up to the top. You could see the watermarks on the walls. Everything was stacked up together. You couldn't really see the floor or where you were walking, whether it was a living room or anything like that. So it was really interesting and eye-opening because the trip I've done before, we built houses. This time we were practically taking it apart.
So what kind of special measures did you have to take to go into that area? I imagine you have to be careful of the mold. Mm-hmm. Probably there are other hazards. What sort of things did the students have to do to work on this thing safely?
So they provided us with everything that we needed. We didn't really have to bring anything more than just ourselves. So we got gloves, we got masks, we got eye goggles. When we were in the house, we were very adamant about everyone sticking with putting a mask on. If they touched a wall or were working on something, and they adjusted their mask, we asked that they went outside and changed the mask. When we went out to lunch, we made sure we went to wash our hands before we ate. So we were very careful throughout. We also asked our students to wear closed toe shoes, although we still had a couple incidents, but that just kind of happens.
Were you demoing walls? Were you tearing out drywall? What sort of things was the group doing?
So for this project, we took everything out. So that's all the TVs, all everything that we could see. And then we also took out a lot of the drywall. The main objective was to get the skeletons, basically, of the house to see if we could move forward and rebuild it. Unfortunately, it wasn't able to. It was just too long, which was a little disappointing for everyone because they've been working, you know, all week to find out that either way they were going to get demolished, the house. So it was unfortunate, but they still enjoyed it.
You said that some of the students stayed with the family, mm-hmm. that was their house. What was their situation like? What did you learn about them? Some people get in a situation like that where their home gets damaged and they are fully insured and it's traumatic, no mm-hmm. doubt, but they do get some degree of replacement. Mm-hmm. Others aren't so lucky. Mm-hmm. Others can't get flood insurance. Some say right. it's this type of damage you weren't covered for. What type of situation were these people in?
Well, from what it seemed like, this couple was staying with either family or friends, from what I remember. And they seem fragile, you know, and I remember when they first came in and kind of met everyone, you could really feel the emotion because they really care for this home. They've been there for a long time. I think the husband had like a parlor on the back, so he worked from there. So they, you know, they built their family and their home from that space. So talking about it and kind of visiting back and seeing all the work that we were doing, it was very emotional. And I think that's what really got our students, especially our trip leaders, to say, hey, we decided to stay with this family. And then even throughout the trip, every time they came back, it was just a very emotional and intense situation.
So when the students were done and you're headed home, mm-hmm. was there anything anybody had to say about the experience that they reflected on that they thought, oh, this is an eye-opening experience. Oh, I'm definitely going to do this next year. What was their reaction?
Sure. The last day, we ended on a Thursday. We spent 4 days at that site. We actually went to the Gulf of Mexico and kind of did a little bit of a reflection thing where we grabbed a stick and a rock and we threw the stick and the rock into the water and had a really intimate moment with each other about what we just went through. A lot of the students were really glad that they came out here. They were surprised by how long it has been since the hurricane happened and how much there's still to be done or how some of the houses were touched. So I think for them, it was very eye-opening. There's a couple that are actually coming back on this year's trip, which I'm really excited. One of them will be our trip leader. So I'm excited about that. But for the most part, the general consensus was that they were thankful. They were really grateful. They were exhausted. But meeting the family, I think overall, is really what catches them, because the work, you know, it's going in and out, taking all these things out, but connecting with the family, building a relationship. I think they brought in like tags, different military tags, so everyone had one, something to remember them by. So it was just very a touching moment.
When you are dealing with students that might be thinking about working with the upcoming alternative spring break and spending their spring break that way, what are some of the things that you tell them? They could go somewhere themselves, have a vacation if they can scrape together the funds, or maybe they could just sit on their couch for a week and watch Netflix. What are the things that you tell students who have an interest in this mm-hmm. that you would want them to know that spending their time this way is a benefit to them?
Honestly, I just wanted to let them know that this is a unique experience. Not only do you get to travel, obviously that's a natural perk from it, but you get to connect with people within Heartland that you've never met before. So you learn how to work with other people. And then, you know, once they get there, the experience of helping others, the gratitude that they get from the families, just the entire experience where they get to do something that is entirely not focused on them is really different. And I think for especially this generation coming up with, you know, all the social media and things like that and Netflix, it's really different because they don't get to watch Netflix that whole week. They don't really get to be on their phones that whole week. So they kind of get to come back to that pure kid, but also give back. So I think it's a great way for them to kind of take that home with them, and it adds to their experience here at Heartland.
What does the organization do for Alternative Spring Break? I know that there has to be some fundraising involved.
Right.
What are some things that are going on to fund these students going on this upcoming trip to the Coastal Carolinas?
We look for donors. We look for sponsorship opportunities where the students maybe get sponsored by their church or someone back home. The other thing that we do is that we have a Service Learning 101. It's a one-credit course. Basically, the student attends the pre-meeting, participates throughout the whole trip, does the reflection every night, attends the post-meeting, and then does a reflection paper. And if they have financial aid, it covers the trip.
That's a big benefit, too. Has that been going on for last spring break and, mm-hmm. and this mm-hmm. one coming up, too?
From my understanding, I think last year was the first time we did it, and I think half of the group took the class.
Thanks, Stephanie.
No problem. Thank you.
William Gallagher went to Texas for hurricane relief efforts his first year at Heartland and is planning on going again for alternative spring break in the coastal Carolinas.
Hello, guys. I'm Will. I'm a sophomore at Heartland Community College, and I'm going into electrical engineering, planning to transfer to Southern Illinois and Edwardsville next semester.
So you went on the alternative spring break trip last year?
Yeah, last spring break. We went to Houston, Texas, and did some hurricane relief, mostly clearing out houses and preparing for other teams to go in. And they came back in and put up new drywall and new carpeting to just like repair the house instead of like tearing it down.
Why did you decide to spend your spring break last year that way?
Well, honestly, I was just like, I have nothing better to do. So, you know, I might as well like try to help some people out during my free time.
Well, and also, you know, you got to at least go somewhere a little warmer while you were helping people out.
It was pretty nice. We did go to the beach one day and just like hang out. It was still pretty cold, but it was a nice little adventure.
Had you ever done anything like that before? Any volunteering work?
No, I wasn't really particularly into like volunteering in high school. Definitely being at Heartland has made me more interested getting involved.
The hurricane had actually happened a little bit before that. So yeah. What were you expecting to see?
Yeah, well, like being in Illinois, you don't really see a whole lot of natural disasters besides like a tornado. So just seeing the damage that a hurricane can do is really surprising.
What was the first time you went up to one of the areas that had been hit?
Well, there's just trash like littered throughout the street. And one of our main jobs was taking the trash out of the house, organizing it in specific piles for FEMA to come and pick up. So like there'd be like a computer pile or like a furniture pile.
Did you spend all your time working primarily on one house or a couple of houses? What did you, how did they break up your work?
We went to two different sites. So I wasn't there the first day, but then the second day we went to a new house that we stayed at for like the remaining 4 days because it was pretty bad.
What did it look like?
The inside was like totally destroyed pretty much with water damage and like everything needed to be tore out pretty much besides the frame of the house.
You mentioned having to make piles of like electronics and that sort of thing because that has to be separated. What sort of belongings were still in the house when it got hit? Was everything there? Was it just as if they had to get away quickly or just only big things that they couldn't have moved? What was in there?
This is almost like all their possessions. Like there was giant heaps and it's pretty crazy how like little time and people of little economic ability, you know, they can't hire people like move all that stuff out of there. So all their possessions were pretty much destroyed. So they were really thankful that they had people to come and help them do this at the very least, get it prepared to be put back together, I guess. Yeah.
You said they were thankful. Did you get to meet any of the people whose houses you were working on?
Yeah, the homeowners came out on one of the days and like they tearfully just like hugged all of us and like really were appreciative of our efforts. So it was nice to like actually have a conclusion, be able to see what your help is doing.
When you wrapped everything up and you headed back, was there one thing that particularly struck you about the experience when you talked to the other students? Was there anything that surprised anyone or they found to be particularly impactful?
I was really interested in seeing like the sort of organization that put all these people together and were able to like distribute them out into these communities and like be able to help all these people, because that's definitely something I would be interested in managing someday.
How do you think that could work into your current studies and your career plans?
Well, I'm really interested in like satellite communication, like satellite networks, so it'd be interesting to try to work out systems to distribute satellite internet to countries around the world who may not be able to have broadband internet directly.
Do you think that going on the spring break trip is something that would benefit other students in ways they might not realize? What are some things you might say if somebody were not sure about it or didn't know if they would want to go on one of these trips?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went not knowing anyone on the trip, so I was a little hesitant at first, but definitely teaches you teamwork and teaches you how to work with others. Teaches you a lot about teamwork because, I didn't know any of the people going in.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah, I made a good amount of friends, and like I'm going to go this year, and now I know a lot of people who I knew last year are going to go this year also.
So doing it the second year in a row, is there anything different in your approach or any thoughts that you'll have as you're headed out to the Carolinas that you didn't have when you went to Texas?
I'd just like to be able to maybe help lead more, and maybe the people who are going for the first time, maybe help them out to make them more comfortable.
Is this the type of thing that adds to the experience the students have here?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely something that you're not going to encounter in your everyday life. And I think joy of helping people is really good for myself. So, I mean, I would imagine other people also would enjoy it just because of that, regardless of, like, the fun of hanging out with other people on this trip.
So even though it was a lot of work, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I got to beat down a wall with a sledgehammer.
So. You don't get to do that every
day. No, you don't. That was the first time I've done that.
All right, something to look forward to. Thanks, Will. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You've been listening to Random Acts of Knowledge. For more information on the Heartland Community College Alternative Spring Break Program, visit heartland.edu. For more Random Acts of Knowledge, find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you do your podcast listening.